God lives and works today. He loves us and He wants to have a personal relationship of love with each one of us. Yes, it is His great longing to be able to draw near to us, to speak to us, and to satisfy all the longings of our hearts. But we can only hear God's voice when everything is quiet within us and around us. Today's meditation, called Alone with God, is a testimony from the life of Basileia Schlink. It will show us what can happen when we're willing to take the time to seek quietness and listen to Him.
The Lord knocked gently on the door of my heart. Give me more time, He begged. I must have more of your time. I must have more room in your heart. I want to take you more completely into my possession. What did the Lord want? Did He want more than the normal times of prayer? This inner questioning held me fast. I sensed Jesus' demand for love. He wanted me to enter more deeply into His fellowship. He wanted me to come apart and devote myself to Him alone. How could I resist Him in His wooing? He is love eternal. In His royal majesty, He inclined Himself to sinners, yearning that they give themselves to Him in love.
You shall be first, for this I thirst. Jesus, my dearest treasure, my joy and bliss beyond measure.
So I entered into the quiet for a few hours each day. And the Lord in His grace helped me to get my work done. Even then His urging didn't cease. His love was still not satisfied. So I began to devote every Friday to Him in memory of His passion. And when I tore myself away from my work and many other things, He rewarded me with His loving presence in a way I had never known before. I felt His love that burns like a fire, that is stronger than any human love. I sensed His love so intimate and tender as no human love could possibly be. I tasted His love, which the psalmist calls the river of delights. This love was irresistible. It called me to give myself to Him alone. That's Jesus' way, for He is love. If Jesus calls us to forsake companionship, the chatter and buzz of people's voices, and draw apart for His sake into solitude and listen to His voice, He will reward us. He'll repay us 100-fold, as His word declares. God is seeking your soul. He wants to speak with you. He loves you and wishes to reveal Himself to you. But He can only address you when everything within and about you is silent. So seek the quiet and the solitude. You will receive a most wonderful gift, the fellowship of love with the living God. Give Him the answer of your love.
You shall be first, for this I thirst. Jesus, my dearest measure.
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.